Blackstone Audio presents What the Animals Taught Me, Stories of Love and Healing from a Farm Animal Sanctuary by Stephanie Marone. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. To Charlotte, Wonder, and Gabriel, with all my love and deepest thanks. Chapter 1. The Winged Horse. The first to arrive was a horse. I was gazing out the kitchen window in a dishwashing reverie one morning when a tiny mare, half the size of a regular horse, pranced into view. Pure white, with a long white mane and tail, she looked like a unicorn minus the horn. I watched in wonderment as she tossed her head and danced away. Was she really there? I got outside in time to see her trot up to the gate over which the two full-size horses who lived on the property were craning their necks, eyes wide at the sight of her. The visitor touched noses with the gray gelding. The chestnut mare next to him promptly bit the little one on the head. The white horse squealed and leapt back, but wasn't truly perturbed. She was overflowing with the ecstasy of freedom. I moved forward, and she walked to meet me, nosed my outstretched hand, and gazed at me from jet-black eyes rimmed endearingly with long white eyelashes. The top of her head reached no higher than my chest. Later I learned that she is a miniature horse, which is bred differently from a pony. After greeting me, the little horse danced off again, back to the gate, where she got in another touch on the gelding's nose before ducking away from the mare's reach. Gabriel, the wild desert donkey, approached tentatively to see what the commotion was about. He was at the bottom of the herd's hierarchy, the mare was at the top, which meant he couldn't push into the other's space, so he hung back, but his eyes were riveted on the new arrival. I watched the little mare tossing her head and prancing before them. She held herself as if she had no weight, like a dancer does, which in equestrian circles is called collection. The ability to do this is a regal trait of horses, and it is thrilling to see. When horses are collected, they seem to float, their feet hardly touching the ground. They are complete grace, and utterly, fully present. How had this little horse gotten onto the property? The 8 acres were fenced. But rather than question the marvelous gift, I went to fill a bucket of water for her. That afternoon, a teenage girl came looking for the horse, who it turned out had broken her tether a few houses away. The little mare raised her head to look at the girl, but lowered it again to the bounty of the grass. We stood watching her graze, and speculated about how she had ended up here. We concluded that someone must have come across her on the road, seen the sign on my driveway gate requesting those.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?